From the Firebird Radio Studio, it's the Authors on Fire podcast with nationally syndicated radio host and producer, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to the Authors on Fire podcast, home of the Firebird Book Awards, the Positive Change Podcast Awards Hall of Fame, our newest book song, where we create a one-of-a-kind song all about your book, and home to this podcast, Authors on Fire. I am Pat Rulo. Today, I am just so excited and delighted to welcome a very special mother and son writing team, Amber and her nine-year-old son, Clay Vilhauer. Together, they've created The Long Forest Trail, a heartwarming children's book that encourages families to slow down, reconnect with nature, and discover the power of kindness, resilience, and meaningful connection. Clay's dream of becoming an author began when he was just 6 years old, and that dream has since inspired thousands of young readers and their families. Amber and Clay, welcome to Authors on Fire.
Thank you so much, Pat. We're so inspired by your show, and this is a very exciting moment for us. We're happy to share it with you.
Well, thank you. This is a big thing that you're doing, so I'm looking forward to it. All right. So to both of you, the Long Forest Trail began with a 6 or 7 year old's idea. Maybe take us back to that moment. How did this adventure begin?
I found a book in my bookshelf that was called Dragons Love Tacos, and I thought to myself, like, I want to write a book.
So you saw Dragons Love Tacos. That's a cool name. And you thought, hey, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then what'd you do? You went downstairs.
I went downstairs and I said, hey, Mom, I want to write a book.
I was making pancakes, Pat. And he's 6 years old and he's like, Mom, I want to write a book. And it's, you know, from a parent's perspective, sometimes it's like, yeah, honey, you know, and you kind of keep doing what you're doing. But this one was different. And it's like, I was really listening. So what happened next?
And then you didn't just keep cooking. You stopped. I never ate breakfast. And I wrote The Long Forest Trail.
Yeah. So when he came down and announced he wanted to write a book, I mean, Pat, you'll know from maybe looking at me online that I know how to launch books. I know nothing about the process of writing a book at this point. And so we just went on these long walks in nature. So we love going on little hikes and looking at streams and flowers and rocks. And I just started asking questions about life and his perspective and mindset. And we started coming up with characters. Like, what were the characters in the first book? Mr.
Mosquito, a squirrel. Well, was that a character?
Yeah, and a puppy called Love Puppy.
Love Puppy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this was a few years ago now, but we ended up at the end of the summer, we had our kind of bones of our manuscript in place. We got an editor. We hired an illustrator named Andreas. And a couple months later, we launched the book and it was amazing.
I love that you actually took action. You know, it's one of those things to hear your child say that and another thing to actually get it published. So Clay, you spend a lot of time outside in nature. Do you have a favorite place where you get some of your best ideas or do they just happen?
Long Forest Trail.
Mm-hmm. So we have a cabin in the Rocky Mountains and there's this private trail that nobody ever goes down. And since it's close by and it follows a river, we tend to go down there a lot. And it's just such a beautiful sacred space. And we named it the Long Forest Trail. And that became the title of the book, obviously.
That is so cool. I love that. So you get some inspiration from taking walks by yourself or with your mom. So the book is more than just walking through woods. What do you both hope that children and parents, people that read the books, what do you want them to feel when they're done reading? What was your hope for the book?
Probably that I wanted them to be more excited about nature and not just walk by it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't That's so true, Clay. Yeah, people just wander through their days, whether they're in nature or not, and they're not really paying attention. But especially out in nature, there's so many things that call to you if you just be quiet and stop and look and listen.
That's right. And honestly, that's what informed the second book that releases October 13th called What Nature Teaches Us. And after the Long Forest Trail did so well, I mean, it really surprised us both. I had certainly no clue the first book was going to have 15,000 copies in distribution and win 3 awards. Like that was bananas to me. But people really responded, and they were so excited that, you know, the kids were excited. They're like, can I write a book too? Mm-hmm. And so it was last year in 2025, and Clay came to me and he says, Mom, I want to write another book. And I thought, okay, well, let's have some fun. And so we would go out into nature and I would ask him questions looking at, yeah.
The second book that called to me was...
Oh, he's looking at some of his favorite books here in the...
Oh, okay. I see Dragons Love
Tacos.
So
we have Dragons Love Tacos and I Am Not a Chair. And This Is My Fort. And The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse was a big inspiration for the second book.
So this new one is called What Nature Teaches Us. So how is that different from the Long Forest Trail?
It's different because the Long Forest Trail is about walking down a long forest trail and encountering obstacles and stuff like that. And then... What Nature Teaches Us is the different elements of nature and how to be a better person by them.
Yeah, so I would ask him, you know, what do you think the sun is modeling for us that we could use as ways to be better people in the world? And he would say, like, it rises and sets, same, you know, like there's consistency, there's reliability, it gives warmth, you know, it's not choosing where to shine. We would have these conversations over many hikes, over many months. I mean, this was a really difficult book to write, even though it seems like a very simple book. It's very profound. It's very wise. And so we go through the sun, the moon, the stars, the tree, the flowers, the ocean, you know, and so on and so forth, 15 different elements. And what we heard, they are trying to teach us so that we can be the light in the world. Mm-hmm. And that was the concept he came up with. I mean, it's just proud mom.
Oh, and you should be. How mature is this? As a mom, what surprised you most about working with your own child on such a creative project?
I would honestly say I was just so blown away by his wisdom at such a young age. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if we just take the time to ask creative questions. And it's not like I knew what I was doing. There's no manual for this. There's not some script of like, here are the best questions to ask your kid. I mean, it was really me wanting to take the time and the effort to just explore, knowing that I wasn't going to be good at it at first, you know, where I would ask him questions and he didn't really understand what I was asking. But I just kept trusting the process, and I would really challenges kind of creativity. Like, what do you think a rock is trying to teach us? I mean, what a random question is that?
Yeah, nobody's asked me that before.
I know. And yet we both just started really listening inside. And if you get really still and quiet, you know, we know, your body knows, right? There's that intuitive sense to things. And I think that in this day and age, we're so distracted. There's so much noise in the city and there's so many opinions and our heads are so noisy and we're tired, right? And so what we decided to do was get out of the city where we could actually hear ourselves think and what our bodies were trying to communicate. And in that space, as a parent, I even started asking different and better questions that he got more excited about. Mm-hmm. And then it just, I think, was the momentum that got us to this place of this profound wisdom that was inside of him. And honestly, I'm so grateful for this process to get to know him in that way, because it's definitely not a normal probably experience. You know, a lot of times you go to restaurants and it's like, here's my screen, order mac and cheese and let the adults talk. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy to spend this time with him and get to know him.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. So when you two are working on this book together, was there ever a moment that you both disagreed on something where you said, you know, no, I want it to do it this way or maybe that way? Or were you always in sync pretty much?
We were in sync pretty much.
I would think so. You two seem like you're
pretty. But man, you know, in the editing process, because how it worked is I would ask him questions and it would be these very loose concepts and thoughts. It wasn't like a strung together sentence that, you know, everything was structured. So I just kept taking these notes and over time I could kind of compile and compress them down. It was really important to me that I maintained his natural answers and not just try to overwrite them from what I know, what I think I know about life or whatever. I was really trying to preserve the integrity of the original content. And then I would try to kind of create a form to it. And then I would read it to him. And sometimes he'd want to engage and sometimes he wouldn't. And I didn't push it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this to be something that was his expression, not a project to get done and checklists and, you know, no rigidity to it.
Right.
And so then when we were in the editing process, Pat, it was so cool how he engaged because he would say, I don't like this word. Let's change it to this word. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you were so right. That totally made it so much better. Mm-hmm. So he just, I think, is a little bit of a natural to this. He definitely has a gift for expression. And I think through this process, you know, I'm hoping that he can continue to trust his own voice and speak up because these kids out there, they all have the same gift inside of them, but it is intimidating as a kid to use your voice. I mean, I've been there. I remember what it was like. So at least we have that written form and, you know, it's been a great outlet for him.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes. You're a best-selling and award-winning author. What's been the coolest part about being an author, Clay? Anything in particular?
Probably that I gotta have the feeling that people are gonna start reading this and they're not gonna just, it's gonna be a book that stands out. I just hope that that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. How about your friends or classmates or teachers? Do you get any feedback from them on this?
Yeah, I remember when it was the end of his third grade year.
I know.
And the teacher got so excited for us to read part of the new book. And what happened?
They wanted to write their own book.
Yeah. And were they excited about the new book?
Yeah.
It was so neat. She put the pages up on the projector and all the kids were looking for it. And Clay got to read part of the book out loud to his classmates. And the kids went nuts over this. I mean, they were like jumping up and down in their chairs, cheering him on. They said they want to write a book. They want to get a copy of the book. Amber, can you tell my mom? Like, and it was just, I can't even describe the pride and the gratitude for that moment. And just the way these kids were showing up in support of him is just, it was so beautiful.
Oh, I can imagine. And you know what else? I bet that you were going to impact and touch so many people that you will never hear from. I love kind of the anonymity of gifts like this, that people don't necessarily reach out or say, hey, Clay, this is really neat. But they read it and they're inspired, like, wow, this boy did it. Maybe I can do it too. Or that now when they're out in nature, they might look at it differently because they read your book. And so you'll never know really who you have impacted. So this is a huge gift to the world. And starting so young, I mean, you've got years and years and years for this to make an impact and more books to come out. So I'm excited for you, for both of you, actually. Amber, you spend your professional life, as you mentioned, helping adults build businesses, yet this project, it's about connection and family. I'm wondering, as we're talking, did working on these books change you as a parent?
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm in the middle of an evolution personally and professionally because of this experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a very rewarding career. I did not have any professional education around how to start a business. It's just sort of what happened. I call it divine intervention. And books found me and entrepreneurship found me. And, you know, I was just a person that wanted to say yes when people needed help. I educated myself on how to execute whatever they needed. And I just loved on people. And I knew that if I did what I said I was going to do, and I did it with grace, that people would be happy and then tell their friends about how I could help. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how my business took off. It's called NGNG, which stands for No Guts, No Glory. Mm-hmm. And it's a phrase my mom used to say to me growing up. And I thought, what better thing to stand for, you know, being brave in the world. And so over the years, I mean, we've made about 1,000 authors bestsellers, and we've launched about 2,000 websites, and it's been an incredibly rewarding career working with just good-hearted people that want to make an impact. So, I mean, that part of me was always present and focused on that outcome. But, you know, I honestly, genuinely never had a thought that Clay would want to participate in any part of that world. You know, I guess because I was just detached and wanting to help him flourish in whatever he chose in life, you know? Mm-hmm. But when he came to me, I was really surprised, and I had to learn how to write a book. And I think that seeing how precious the impact has been for other kids, it just makes me want to work with more kids and adults and families. When we launched the Long Forest Trail, we did a fundraiser to buy 10,000 copies of the book, and then we gave them away to kids in Children's Hospital and Boys and Girls Club. Oh. And as part of that, they asked if Clay would come in and do a reading for some of the kids. And so here's Clay at now 7,
oh,
sitting in front of like 15, 20, 30 kids reading his book. And these kids, Pat, were just like jaw dropped looking at Clay. They had never seen anything like this. And I was so nervous, like it just rattled me to the core in the best way of like, wow, we're really missing the boat here on how to protect our children and how to provide nourishment for them. And like, what are we doing?
Yes.
I don't know. It just shifted something in me. So NGNG still exists as it always did. And I find myself wanting to spend most of my time and days just working with Clay on this project because it's like soul food. Yes. It's just, it feels right, you know?
Yes, I do know. Oh, the two of you are just such a special duo. This is exciting. And you both chose the mission, Choose the Light. What does that mean to you, Clay? Explain that.
Choose the Light means that when other people are being like mean to you, you can tell them to like, oh, you can let, like, you don't have to do that. You can choose
the light. Choose the light. Yes.
So, and that's when, you know, Clay was a baby, his very first word was light.
Whoa.
Not mama, not daughter, boy or dog, or, you know, it was light. And I just remember thinking, whoa, just your exact response. And when we wrote the first book, one of the very last things that we decided was what to put in the dedication for the book. And Clay said, what's a dedication? Because he's 6, right? And so we went into his little library, we pulled out a bunch of books, and it's like, to my niece, Joanne, or whatever. Like, that was the dedication. And he sat on this question for 3 weeks. And then he came back with this. I'm going to have him actually read it straight from the book, because this was what he came up with for the dedication.
All right.
Adults and kids around the world, be the light. Be the light means choosing to make the world a happier place. It's about focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, mindset, and feelings inside. When you feel good inside, it spreads happiness and brightness to people around you, like sharing a big smile or a warm hug.
Oh,
so proud mom moment again. And then when we wrote What Nature Teaches Us, we were talking about how we want to get the book out and what are some goals we have around it. I mean, it was honestly very similar to the first book. And one thing led to another. And he said he wanted to start a movement called Choose the Light. So we created a website called choosethelight.com, which is really an invitation to help, you know, families to choose to be positive and help other people. We also wanted to inspire kids to get off screens and into nature, and for the parents to ask the kids questions that help unlock like their true thoughts and feelings inside and how they could use that to help others in the world, possibly through the process of writing their own book, which we want to go help teach other families this process. Mm-hmm. So it's been really interesting, Pat, because, you know, there's obviously so much I could contribute. The entrepreneur in me is like, we could do this and that. And
yes, yeah.
But I've actually really held back on that. I don't, again, want to push him. I want him to come up with the ideas. And then whatever he wants to pursue, that's when I'll put the engine power behind it.
Yes.
But if he doesn't want to do something, we redirect and pivot. And the most important thing is that we keep having fun outside of all of this. This is, you know, a fun project for us, but it's mm-hmm. not something that, you know, we're trying to have overtake our lives either.
Exactly. Exactly. As I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, Clay, you have such a gift in your mom. I mean, there's so many young people that don't have the kind of support and love and encouragement. So I love that for you. And for you, Amber, to have such a beautiful soul in this child here. You two are just, yeah, it almost brings tears to my eyes here. So
means a lot. I deeply, deeply appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean that. So I'm going to switch gears and ask you a question. Clay, did I read somewhere, Clay, that you play soccer?
Yes.
So I'm wondering, what's harder, writing a book or scoring a goal in soccer?
Probably writing a book.
That's a great question.
So you're probably pretty good at soccer, huh?
Oh, it's been neat watching the World Cup. We're both really.
I bet. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, in beginning to wrap up, so if families are listening today, is there any just one takeaway message from your book? What would you want people to walk away from after listening to our conversation today?
I want them to write their own book.
Oh, I love that. For them to write their own book. Yes. So I think many people will just be so inspired by the fact that you have done that. And again, I think you're such a gift to people who you'll never know how you've affected them. Is there anything we missed that you two wanted to specifically talk about today? I want to be sure we're not missing anything that you wanted to highlight.
Well, one thing is just, I'd really love to hear from the listeners. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we love that feedback, and I think everybody needs encouragement now more than ever before. You know, it's not easy to put yourself out there, and it's not easy to always stay positive and to choose to, you know, wake up and turn your light on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if we hear from you, that gives us the motivation to keep going and to help more families. So that's one, is just any feedback that you have. And the second thing I think is, you know, if there are parents out there that are thinking, gosh, I want to know more about like how I can talk to my kid or possibly help them write a book if that's in them, we are dedicated as part of a give back in this campaign, is we are doing a series of in-person and virtual workshops that are about an hour each. And we have designed a little activity kit to keep the kids entertained where they can color and do different things. Meanwhile, we'll talk to the parents and help them understand the process for writing and publishing and launching a children's book. And I suspect, Pat, that as that happens, the parents themselves will say, well, I've been working on a book, or I have a book in me too. Mm-hmm. And so I think what I'm here at the end of the day wanting to do, business aside, this is a personal calling, is really to help people use their voice in the world. It was very hard for me to learn how to do that myself. I say that when I was younger, I learned that it was safer to be invisible in the world. Mm-hmm. And to get to this point feels like a miracle. And I just feel like there's so many people in the world that are so beautiful, but they are being quiet. And so if there's anything in you that feels like you want to you know, try to see what message is inside of you and how it could help other people. I would love to shepherd that forward, you know, just as a friend on the journey, because it's meant so much to me to feel more comfortable in my own skin. So that's just a couple of things I would throw out there as well.
Excellent. That's such a strong, powerful message. This has just been a blessing for me to meet the two of you. Thank you.
This has been such a joy. Mm-hmm. And I do want to encourage that, as you can see, you know, you don't have to be the world's biggest influencer personality to mm-hmm. still move forward. Like, you can be a more shy, introverted person. You can be still a little uncertain and trip up on your words, but you can still like really inspire a lot of people. So just be gentle to yourselves, listeners.
Thank you. Any contact information? Where can we find out more? You gave us the website, choosethelight.com. Are there any others?
That's our campaign website. So choosethelight.com. We have the ability to pre-order and get special bonuses. You can see us on the Yep. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, anywhere books are sold. And then we are doing a 6-state book tour. I'm doing most of that. He will make an appearance at one or two because I still want him to be a kid. and he'll be in school at that time. But if you are in one of those states and want to meet up in person, you'll be able to see that information on the website. And we are on social media at Amber Villhauer, which I know is a tricky last name, but you can see it in the show notes. And, you know, we're here. And so we'll look forward to hearing from everybody.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, before we head out, Clay, is there anything you want to wrap up with? Anything you want to say, leave us with?
Be the light.
Excellent. You both are the light. How's that? Thank you both so much for spending time with me today and for sharing your wonderful story. I know that your book reminds us of some of life's greatest lessons can be found outside on a quiet trail in the beauty of nature and in the conversations we have with the people we love the most. You two are the best. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, Clay.
Appreciate you, Pat.